It took 2 weeks for the city's Board of Elections to count and certify results from the June primary, including a heated race between Congressman Charles Rangel and four opponents. State Senator Adriano Espaillat, who lost by less than 1,000 votes, accused the board of negligence. Espaillat later withdrew the charges, but it was one more indication that the board has problems. Mayor Bloomberg, who's been a vocal critic of the board, chimed in again this week. WNYC's Bridget Bergen sat in on Tuesday's meeting of the Board of Elections and has this behind-the-scenes look at how its members are struggling to prevent another fiasco in the fall elections.
This isn't the first time the Board of Elections has had their integrity questioned. When the board implemented a new voting system in the 2010 primary, many polling sites failed to function properly. Luckily, close elections aren't the norm in the city. So in the 13th Congressional District, when the lead held by Charles Rangel fluctuated from election night until the final tally was certified on Tuesday, it was just another stress test for the Board of Elections. Could it quickly and accurately close the polls and report the results? In this case, the answer was no. At the Board of Elections meeting this week, Bronx Commissioner Juan Carlos Polanco raised his concerns with Board Attorney Steve Richmond.
It's been a tough week for us, right? I'm concerned about our closing procedures, Mr. Richmond.
Given how much flack they got for the Rangel-Espaillat race, Polanco was pressing the board to find a better way to tally results, accurately, on election night. The way it works now in New York City, poll workers go through a multi-step process dictated by their understanding of state election law. After the polls close, the board's temporary workforce print out a receipt from each voting machine. Since there may be more than one election district on a given machine, the poll workers cut the tape by election district. Then they literally glue together pieces of paper to have complete returns for each ED. Then they add up the numbers of votes for each candidate and hand write the results on a tally sheet. There are three copies of that tally sheet. Those sheets are then given to an NYPD officer. Officers are on site at each polling site from the time the polls open until they close. This has been part of election law for decades. The officers bring the results back to the police precinct, where the information is entered into an election database, which feeds the Board of Elections and the media. If the officer can't make out the handwriting, the result may be entered as a zero. It's a process ripe for human error, as Polanco acknowledges.
Commissioners, what I'm trying to do is avoid the chaos of having our poll workers at the end of a 15, 16, 17-hour day add, subtract, etc., whatever we have to do to eliminate that. We have to do it.
Polanco suggests the board get the results straight from the machines. It seems like an easy solution.
No, but we are allowed to interpret.
Listen, I'll let you speak.
But the discussion turns into a 45-minute debate, in part because board members aren't sure they have the legal right to change their interpretation of election law and, by extension, their procedures. Lawmakers in the state legislature have introduced bills that would have changed the city's election law to streamline the closing process, but the bill only passed in the Assembly. J.P. Sipp, a commissioner from Staten Island, thinks attorneys for the board should weigh in on this.
Don't make a mistake here. I am as eager to correct this problem and the issues that we face as Commissioner Polanco is.
But Sipp argues that, from his perspective as a commissioner, he's not sure the board has the right to change how votes are counted on election night.
If we have the authority to do it, fine. I agree with you. If I don't have the legal authority to do it, I'm not going to do it. And that's only, I mean, you can't expect anything more from an administrator.
I understand.
But Polanco, who had staff working more than 10 days after the primary, counting ballots in New York 13, asks what happens if their lawyers say they don't have the authority to fix this problem.
Are you willing to tell me that we are going to accept that conclusion? And in September, when we have millions of voters, and in November, when we have 3 million voters, I'm going to sit here and say we had an opportunity to be courageous and think outside the box and interpret.
The meeting ended with the board agreeing that staff should come up with a proposal for how to count election night results faster and more accurately, while their lawyers draft memos opining on whether that process is legal. They meet again next Tuesday. Poll workers for the September primary begin training on July 23rd. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.